made a sex tape with her ex-boyfriend and kept it.
Oh,
what would you do in that situation?
I'm gonna say I would walk out the door and never speak to her again. But I would definitely walk out the door and never speak to her again, but she'd have some injuries.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
Welcome to another episode of Aussie After Hours. I'm joined by Mark Gretchy-Gretch, Jimmy Sadek, and Joey Bender. This episode of Aussie After Hours is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition, some of Australia's best supplements. Visit Muscle Nutrition on Facebook. Just type Muscle Nutrition and like them on there. Boys, we're back for another week. Joey, we'll start off with you. How you been this week?
You always start off with me, and I always say the same shit.
Yeah, no, but how have you been overall? How's the mood? How's everything been going?
Yeah, I've been good. I've been good. I had a little bit of an anger issue earlier on in the week. Can't really discuss that at the moment because I could maybe be losing a job, so I'm not going to really go into that. Jimmy knows, though.
That bad?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to hear it again.
Surely your job's not going to depend on what's said on this show.
What if I tell it about a friend that I know?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can tell it about a friend.
Hey, Jimmy. Don't you have that story about your mate that's going to lose his job at a gym or something?
Yeah, the bloke in fucking Sydney.
Yeah. What's the story there?
Yeah, well, from what he told me was, you'll never believe it, he fucking hates...
Say that again? You cut out.
Okay, you'll never believe it.
Yeah.
From what he told me, he hates fucking CrossFitters.
Yeah.
And he went to the gym one day and he found out that this CrossFitter was trying to steal his fucking clients. So they went. He went and approached him, got a little bit heated. He knocked him the fuck out, this bloke in Sydney.
He knocked him out?
Yep.
That's it, because he's a CrossFitter.
No, not that he hates... That's a different issue for a different day, but the fact was he was trying to steal his clients.
Hey, how do you know if someone does CrossFit?
Yeah.
Trust me, you'll know. That's all they fucking talk about.
But yeah, that's what this guy from Sydney did. Fuck. How about that?
Now you must have
seen.
Sorry, yeah.
My week, my week's good. I've been talking to Mark Gretchy-Gretch a lot, as I've just found out.
Let's talk a little bit about
that. No, it wasn't me. I was taking the piss.
Oh, fuck, mate. See, I get all excited, then I don't get excited, then I get fucking excited, then I don't even know what to do. I think I just won't ever message her again.
I'm all about the mind fuck.
Yeah, fucking hell, you're a girl.
I honestly thought I was so happy when that happened, but I'm kind of happy now for Bender now that it's actually not the situation, that it's a fake girl, like a fake girl.
It's not a fake girl.
You missed out on the whole fucking thing when you broke off Skype.
Oh, did I?
It's a real girl.
It's a boring
person, Mark.
Boring topic anyway. Let's move on to something else.
All right. Gretchy, what have you been up to this week?
Nothing.
Same old shit.
I went and watched that Pain and Gain movie last night, actually.
Oh,
was
that
any good?
Yeah, one of our suppliers gave us 4 free movie tickets to, what's it called, Gold Class?
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? Girls hate it. My sister went and watched it also last night, and she sent me a message saying, what did you think? And I said, fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome.
And then she sent me a message back saying, you're fucking kidding me, we walked out.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, but so many people think it's dumb, but I thought the fact that it's a true story makes it so much better.
The fact that it's a true story makes it a shit ending, but you can, if you even like the look of bodybuilding, or you like The Rock, or you like Marky Mark, you'll love the movie.
Yeah, but it has fuck all to do with bodybuilding.
No, but there was some funny shit in it that you can relate to.
Yeah. I don't know if you could relate to it, because I was saying last night only douchebags would relate to it.
you could see people you know who
yeah exactly. But I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but yeah, it's definitely worth watching. I thought it was fucking funny, man.
Because I've seen about two or three girls on my Facebook say shit movie, or someone's like first half an hour was shit, and I'm
girls
like,
aren't gonna like it. Girls aren't gonna like it.
Okay, these were girls that were two were in the industry, and I think one wasn't.
Nah, but it's got nothing to do with the industry.
Yeah. Okay. There's no mention of Pilates in there, so girls aren't gonna like it.
Aaron Pilates?
No, Aaron Pilates. I'm not fucking dyslexic like fucking Galley.
He struggles with last names, doesn't he?
No, it's because he doesn't know shit. What about his little rant about me again? Trying to hop on fucking ride Scott Goebel's coattails and bang.
Oh,
me.
Yeah. On the back of last week when we had have a little thing about Scott Goebel saying something about you, man, he kind of just slid it past. Nah, I don't think Gretchen made top three.
Yeah. But, well, I
didn't hear that. Face,
hey?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, but look, if I come second last, it's still one place better than what Galley came, so... At this qualifier, so that's all I'm gonna say. That's all. Well, second last, so I can beat Galley.
Hey, you know what? I'm just remembering it. Fucking talking about all this pro qualifying stuff. Not to talk about bodybuilding, mate. I remember the first interview I heard. The first time I ever heard of fucking Mark Gretch was the interview you did with ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Creepin Radio.
That must have been 2010.
It was ages ago.
Yeah. That's when Lucky was the man.
I was going to say something there, but I better not. But back then, like, Scott Goebel just sang a different tune. They used to have a What's Hot and Who's Hot and Who's Not segment on that show. And I was the Who's Hot. So things have changed since then. But, yeah, that was a while ago. I wonder what Al Reed is doing these days. We should get him on the show.
He's playing basketball and stuff.
Of course he is.
Having a little mouth off every now and then on a status.
And then deletes his Facebook after the consequences.
Is he still married? They're still married, aren't they?
Yeah, mate, they're still married.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, I don't know what goes on, man. Facebook, you find out everything.
You're just looking for another chick to start messaging.
Nah. Look out.
You're messaging right now.
How many girls?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just go to my inbox. Hey, this girl,
are you single or not?
Yeah, but this girl fucking added me. She goes, hey, sorry, that was an accidental ad. You can delete me if you want. That's not trying to get my attention, is it?
Nah.
But who is this? It's Cathy Fellows. I think you're friends with her, Dave.
Cathy Fellows?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm friends with Cathy Fellows. I mean, I remember that name.
Fake profile.
Yeah, definitely.
You know all these fake profiles, eh, Gretch?
She's going to try and sell you gear.
Oh, I'll buy it.
hey, Gretch, speaking of something, I saw an interesting photo you posted on Facebook today. I thought it was like one you just found online. It was of a guy, I think he's in your store, and I thought it was just one of those like meme ones, and it was that a legitimate picture?
Yes. His name's Scotty Too Hottie is his nickname.
Who is he, irrelevant to anything?
Scotty Too Hottie's been a mate of mine for a while now. When we first used to open the gym, when we first opened the gym, going back 5 years now, like the gym was a shell and I was selling pre-sales outside of the gym. And he would rock up on his bike every single day asking me the same question every single day, how long till the gym opens? How long till the gym opens? And I didn't know if this guy was for fucking real, but he has gone to the gym every single day since it's been open. And he comes and visits me at the shop now.
How long has it been open for?
5 years. But before then, before it was a different gym, like he used to go there every single day. Like he's like a Penrith cult hero.
So you're good mates with him?
No, I wouldn't say good mates. Not like we fucking hang out on the weekend.
Acquaintances, like, yeah.
I'll see him with Scotty Too Hottie and he'll like... But give me a bug-eyed look and try and chase me down the road and race me on his bike on the street. He's not all there. He's special guy, but character.
Fuck, sounds like me.
No, he's not that special. Have you had any appointments with your what's the name this week?
No, he's away.
Oh really? So haven't been handling life.
Oh well, that bloke in Sydney, kind of the same way as he's been handling it.
So you blame the absence of your psychiatrist for that little outburst.
Wait, fucking hell, I do. That's my major debate.
When is this guy back?
What guy? Oh, I think he's back on. I've got it in my phone. which is charging. He's back on the 25th of August.
Oh, so fuck.
So yeah, you'll be in jail. So we've got to find someone to replace you for next week. But you just walked up to this guy and just knocked him out cold.
No. Long story.
Because I just thought it was just a brain fucking attack. And
no, it wasn't a fucking one of you.
It wasn't a colon attack?
No, it wasn't a colon attack.
You like CrossFit, so I'm not cut out.
That would have made for a better story, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, we need a colon story.
Knock him out.
We need a colon story.
Yeah, I saw and source one out. I didn't source one out this week. Don't worry, there's plenty. I'll get one for next week, though.
Good. Hey, Ben, I had one of your clients, Carolyn. She put up on my status today. She said, I don't know if it's today or yesterday or when it happened, but you was trying to take her weight belt off with your teeth or something.
Oh, fuck, mate. That was today. That was this morning. And the weight belt, I didn't even take it. Oh, it's just like, because she had to pull her arms up. We had it on so tight. And, like, I had to use both my hands and then, like, pull it with my mouth, kind of thing, if you know what I mean.
How are you not in jail?
Oh, Joey Bender. Anyway, we're going to head to a break. We've got a few more segments to go. We'll be back in about a minute.
Thermal Burn Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours, and we're joined by Mark Gretsch, Joey Bender, and Jimmy Sudeck. Jimmy, you've been a little upset. Tell us why you're a little upset and a little quiet.
I'm not upset, but Bender asked why I was quiet, and he said, I bet his missus is texting him, and she sent me a message, said, she goes, can you do me a favour? All right, yeah. Delete girls you've had sex with off Facebook, please, ta. Then I write back, what girl? She wrote, girls. Any all? I wrote, none of my Facebooks. None of my Facebook. So tell me who you're referring to. I know who she's referring to.
Who's she referring to, Jimmy?
Well, I just changed my profile pic, fuck, 4 years ago, me and Gally. And Natika's on it, and she commented. And that's who she's referring to. But one, I've not slept with Natika. Two, Gally's ex-girlfriend. Three, there's no one on my page that I've slept with.
Hey, do you reckon that's fair, though, that she's asked you to do that? Even if there was someone on there, do you reckon that's fair enough? Delete them?
No.
If there was, and they were commenting or whatever, yeah, I'd delete them, but there's nobody.
I couldn't give a fuck.
I don't like drama, so...
Okay.
You say no, but if you had a missus, and her exes and all blokes that she's fucked in the past are on her Facebook, you wanted to delete them.
Okay, I'll tell you this, all right? Listen to this. If I've got a girlfriend and she's got ex-boyfriends and whatever on her Facebook, as long as they don't fucking comment on anything or nothing like that, I could not give a fuck. I seriously couldn't. I don't have time for that shit. And the same deal, like, man, I got girls I had sex with like fucking 6 years ago on my Facebook, but I don't, like, it's just fucking stupid.
6 years ago?
Yeah.
That's a while.
You would have been 12.
Yeah.
No wonder you're so fucked up.
No, I was fucking 15.
What about you, Xavier? You reckon it's fair?
Yes, I reckon it's fair. I mean,
of course you do, mate. Holly's sitting right there.
Nah, she's chilling on the couch. No, I think it's... She can't even hear this, though. I think it's fair. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want... Yeah, like, the other way... If it's the other way around, I wouldn't want that. So, I think it's fair.
Okay, no. All right, let's... Mark, Gretchen, you and I think very much alike, okay?
Yeah.
We're the sort of blokes that wear the fucking boots.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
100%.
Okay. Now, if you... Say Emma said to you, just say you and Emma got together. and Emma said to you, delete every girl you've ever had sex with on Facebook, and you had sex with a couple of girls 6 years ago, and you were quite good friends now. There was no physical contact, nothing. You're just friends with them. You don't talk to them, but if they walk by on the street, you'd say hello.
Yeah.
Would you – I don't think it's fair to delete them.
I wouldn't, but Emma wouldn't be the type of chick to ask them to do that.
Exactly, exactly. You don't get with those girls.
But if she has anyone on her Facebook that she has slept with in the past, I want to put her face through the computer.
Same.
I will close the laptop on her head. Repeatedly.
Bendy, you're single. You shouldn't be saying same to someone like that. Like, girls don't like those things.
Mate.
No, they like equality.
They like it when guys are controlling.
They do. They do. They like to be fucking controlled. They like to have, like, man, you just got to control the shit out of them. Control, control, control. Where you go?
It's like having their fucking car door kicked off, their fucking Louis Vuitton bag thrown in the river.
If they leave the house, they fucking got to tell you where you're going. If you leave the house, you say, fuck.
They go to LA and don't even leave the fucking hotel room.
None of your fucking
business. None of your fucking business. Sit there.
Sit the fuck down.
You're fucking TV watching before you have to cook.
This is bad. This is bad.
Actually, that's not what I'm like. It's not what I'm like.
Neither am I.
Zave got a message for us. Tell them the story, Zave.
What message?
Remember that message when I was in Melbourne and I accidentally sent it to you when it was meant to go to my ex?
What did it say? I can't even remember.
You remember, man. It was like November last year and I sent you a message that was meant to go to Bree and it went to you.
What did it say again? I can't even remember.
Some embarrassing piece of shit message.
Oh, yeah. I think I said something back to you. Like, I played along with it.
That you'd never ever think would come out of my mouth. Like, every bloke, no matter how hard the motherfucker is, they've always got that little soft side.
Oh, everyone does. Everyone does.
It's very hard to find my soft side. But speaking of...
You're so full of shit, Gretch.
Fuck off.
Fuck, you're full of shit. Guarantee you, Emma, if you were, and we're all in fucking the same room, okay, you'd not talk like this and be serious.
Bullshit. What, you think I'm romantic?
No, you're not romantic, but Emma would fuck you up.
No, I'm not stupid. I'm not saying this shit while she's in here.
I cannot wait to meet Emma and have dinner with her in Vegas. I'm just going to fucking orgasm off her voice all night long.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fucking... It's so comforting knowing that you're pulling off underneath the table while you're...
Shut up, Gretchen. Emma's talking.
Fucking Emma's talking.
You know, just before you mentioned sending texts to someone by accident?
Yeah.
I was...
you did this a lot, didn't you?
Yeah. Emma was in bed, so I thought, and I was laying on the couch, and I couldn't get the sleep, so I thought, I'm just going to flood her phone with dirty messages, so when she wakes up the next morning, she'll think, what the fuck's going on? But at the same time, I was inboxing on Facebook one of my male PTs at the gym, one of my employees, and I was sending a message to Emma saying, cannot wait to blow all over your face and all over your tits. And send it to him. And you know how when you send a message, like, you go, fuck, it went to the wrong person, delete, 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 but it's not deleting because it's still sending, like a little bug. It's like sending you nothing you can fucking do to stop
it. You want to smash your phone.
But it doesn't matter if you throw your phone, if you sit on it, if you eat it, it's still going to fucking send.
What about if you turn it off real quick?
Nothing happens. It sends. It sends. And he got the message.
It happened to me, too.
And wrote back, what the fuck, and... I thought, how am I going to get out of this? So I thought, the only way to get out of this is to keep talking dirty to him and make out like it's a massive joke. So I just said, I can't wait to get your big black cock all over me and all of this shit. And it was just digging a hole even further for myself. And then the next day, he was like, what the fuck's with those messages, dude? I go, look, fuck. I'm going to tell you straight. It wasn't meant to go to you. And then shit got weird, and I just kept on going.
Oh,
but yeah,
wow.
I've done that a lot. Send a message to the wrong person.
Yeah, I sent one to ages ago. I sent one to Dad, and then he kind of just gave me shit about it. So I was like, oh fuck. And then probably the worst one was when I sent one to Ben. Do you know Ben Crowley, the owner of Bulk Nutrients? I sent one to him, And I was just like, cause, and that was one of the situations with the iPhone. I was like, I see it sending. I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to turn off my phone. And I ended up turning it off, and then I turned my phone back on, and it went through, and I was like, fuck. And then I was like, that was not meant for you. And he's just like, yeah. He's like, it happens to the best of us. I'm just like, yeah. Anyway, boys. It's just a fucking lovey-dovey message, and he just writes back, love you too, babe, kiss, and then gives me a little wink on the end. And I was like, fuck you. It's terrible. It's actually almost worse than it to my dad and my boss, so.
Have we got any listener questions?
We do. We've got about six or seven, but let's head to a break. We've got four segments to do, so we'll head to another break, and then we'll be back in 2 minutes with the listener questions.
Thermalburn protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours. I'm joined by Jimmy Sidek, Mark Gretsch, and Joey Bender. We're here for the listener questions. We've got a few here, boys. Not as many as some past weeks, but we've got a few here. So we'll get onto it straight away. Narelle Peters, she says, there seems to be a perception that tren, this is for people who don't know who are listening outside of this, it's an anabolic steroid, can be brutal to use. Can any of you guys comment on their experience with this? Does anyone want to fess up?
My first experience was pretty much the same. I think a lot of people have this. Million the Delt coughed up, almost died. Million the Next Delt coughed up, almost died. But I've heard a lot of people do it, having that issue, which, I cough a lot.
Yeah, I had the tiniest amount. I had, like, because I only had, like, the 75 mil stuff. And I did that, and I did, like, I mean, just like a mil or something in my glute. And it's like this, is it a weird feeling in the throat? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I didn't even cough.
Gretch, do you know what actually happens, like the right wording for it? I know it, I just don't know if I can word it properly.
I know that it's, and I'm not saying that I ever use it because I just take creatine, but it's actually, it triggers something in your brain. That's what I got told. It triggers something in your brain that gives you that coughing sensation.
No, what I've heard from Palumbo, he's explained it on a fucking Q&A thing, was it's the fumigate or the whatever, like, little gas comes back up from because it's got to go into your bloodstream, yeah?
Yeah.
So once it's going into your bloodstream, it's got some fumes or some shit that have to come up. They come up through your lungs and make you cough.
That makes more sense.
That makes you cough until pretty much it's all out.
Yeah, that definitely makes
sense. I'm like you, I just use glutamine. But this guy I know in Sydney...
Fuck, how the fuck do you two use just glutamine and creatine? And so fucking big, you're bigger than Xavier and all.
Fucking show. I'm just talking about this guy in Sydney.
Yeah.
Every time he does it in the upper body, fucking coughs like a maniac and has to lay down.
Yeah, I'm blaming guys that have had to lay down on a bed for like over 5 minutes.
Yeah, with a fan or getting in the shower, or hands above your head. Yeah. I've had to help him a few times.
Yeah,
like, same. That bloke.
Yeah, I know your mate. I think I know your mate, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know your mate too.
All right.
Anyway, I don't get that from creatine, so I don't know.
Oh, that's strange. All right, next question. Chris Smith asked you, Gretchy, I mean, it's specifically you, why do you wear a hat 24/7?
Fuck, because I wear a hat.
It looks good.
No, fuck. He wears a hat because he's going bald.
No. I like the style. I like how he wears his hat. I look like I'm going through chemo when I wear a hat like that.
Don't say going bald, Jimmy, because I noticed a little round spot on the back of your head the other week.
No, I've got the thickest fucking hair.
And don't fucking start bullshit, because I will take a photo of it and post it all over.
Hey, I'll drive over. I'm coming to see you tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, mate.
Take a fucking photo.
I'll take a photo. How about that, you dare, dude? Oh, there was this bloke, right, that used to, I actually broke his arm. But anyway, he used to come and train at the gym. and he always just asked me how he's going to – what can he do to stop going bald? And he used to try all these things, and he went and got that hair transplant thing and got them taken out and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, one day he rocked into the gym, and he had his head shaved short but completely black. He was black too, but his hair was like fucking all there. And I thought, fuck, he's found something that works anyway. And then he asked him to give him a spot while he was doing shoulder press. So I was spotting him doing shoulder press and looking at the where his bald spot was in the back of his head. And I had a closer look, and he coloured it with shoe polish.
No way.
It was fucking shoe polish. I go, dude, I can smell shoe polish on your head. That's so fucking embarrassed, man. He dropped the weight. His face went bright red. But that was taken to the extreme. Shoe polish.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, dude, you're black. Shave your head. Chicks love black chicks. Black guys with shaved hair. But he was Indian, so it kind of cancelled out.
Okay. I see. It's a good story. All right. Next question. This is from Anthony Watson. He says, most embarrassing gym moment. Start with Gretchy.
We've already had just like a treadmill story, haven't we?
My treadmill story?
No, like, that's always embarrassing if you fall off a treadmill.
I've never fallen off a treadmill.
No, but I was laughing about it the other day, that one when you, with that guy fucking fell off the treadmill and went straight into doing push-ups.
Doing sit-ups, yeah. Started doing crunches, yeah. that was quick. Yeah. That was fucking quick thinking. I've never had an embarrassing gym moment. I can't think of anything now. I've been stuck under a bench press, but everyone's done that.
I've done that.
I think fucking, it's not embarrassing, but I always rip my shorts when I squat.
Oh, you know what? I've ripped my pants twice in a one day. Like different shorts.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. I went and bought shorts and then ripped them the next set from the gym.
Do you chafe them? Do you have to wear skins every day, Richie?
Never worn skins. The only time I've ever worn skins was on the flight to Columbus when I did the Arnold.
Hey, I just got a notification. Luke Timms just asked the question, Gretchy, under your status.
I saw it, yeah.
All right. Zag, I'll ask it, yeah?
Well, we haven't finished this question, have we?
Will I beat Zach Khan if he's smooth?
Yes, will I beat Zach Khan if he's smooth? Okay. I love Zach Khan. No one will beat Zach Khan, not even Phil Heath.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Zach Khan. I don't think Zach Khan will.
Zach Khan is not even Mr. Olympia. He's like Mr. King.
Nah, Zach Khan's fucking, he's got him. Go, Timsy. He'll fucking beat him.
How do you think he'll go anyway?
I think he'll be top 10.
I'm picking now 8th or 9th.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
I'll say 8th.
Yeah, I've just got this, yeah. I hope honestly, because I like Luke, man. He's a good guy. I hope he does really well. He's trained hard for this.
What is Luke fucking competing in?
Dallas Europa.
Okay.
And Zach Khan's competing in it too.
Oh, well, fucking Zach Khan, yeah, mate. He's a fucking freak.
I think Evan's going to do it too. He said he might do it or might not. He's very bodybuilding, very, very bodybuilding. But for Luke, because Luke asked it, we'll definitely answer that. So, yeah, I think Luke can beat definitely a slightly smooth Zach Khan. So.
I reckon he's got him. Anyway, what's the question that we asked before?
The question.
Fighting in the gym is always embarrassing.
Yeah, that was mine.
The gym. You know what else is embarrassing? I get embarrassed when I see other fuckwits being embarrassing. Like, someone's doing something really stupid or dumb, I kind of want to go and say, dude, you kind of want to stop doing that. I never do. I just sit back and just shake my head and go, what a fuckwit.
I do that all the time, dude. Like, I get people, I don't give anyone advice anymore.
Nah,
because they hate it. They resent you.
Fucking, I've actually had an embarrassing moment today at the gym. You wouldn't fucking believe it. You bring up farting in the gym, Jimmy.
Did you fart when you knocked someone out in the gym today?
No, you fucking, this is a funny story, okay? I was waiting for this girl to arrive at the gym who I was training, and she's really, really attractive. I've always had a crush on her. I always had, you know, there's some people there, doesn't matter whether they're in a relationship, you're in a relationship, you always got a little thing for them kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it's this sort of girl. And she was training chest, and I was waiting there. We've got these couches where everyone goes and sits down, and I went down the road, I got a coffee, and I sent her a message saying, hey, I'm just popping out to get a coffee, how far are you? And she's like, oh, I'm 15 minutes away. So I was like, okay, fucking, we went and got a coffee. I was 5 minutes. Went back, sat on my couch, and do a pop off and thinking that I had time, and just as I like fucking let it go, like this fruit cooler, she fucking goes, "Joey," and like sits down on the fucking couch. And I fucking hop up real quick, like walk over to the fucking bench press. She's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, it was just a fucking awkward moment, man. And she smelt it, but it's not the sort of girl that would fucking say, "Did you just fart?" So it was really fucking embarrassing.
What did you think after? You maybe should have said, "I farted."
Well, I just kind of shook it off. Like, I kind of thought, "What the fuck is that smell?" I kind of said that, like, "Fuck, something smells." Kind of blame it on my eggs, but nah, it was all good. But yeah, like, it was just one of those kind of, you had to be there. It just fucked me over because I fart, like, I was like, "Oh, I got 10 minutes, you know. So I fucking did a fart, and then she popped up right next to me.
Hey, Jimmy, have you ever had a gym, embarrassing gym moment?
Not that I can think of. That's Jimmy lift shit. It's not fucking hard. Maybe tripped over. Or you know, it's embarrassing. When you think you're killing it, or whatever.
The most embarrassing I've ever been at the gym.
Shit, and it fucking kills your shins.
What's that?
Like if you kick a bench or a pole that's just sticking out of
The weight holders.
The weight holders.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, to all listeners out there who haven't seen Jimmy lately, he's fucking black.
I'm Valerian, dude.
I know you want to slam him. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. Who will be, in order, who's going to be the most tanned out of our room, okay, in order?
I'll be more tanned. Gally's usually one that's always tanned, but I think it's going to be me, then you, then him.
I don't know. I think, mate, I'm in Tassie, so I'm going to have to bang the solariums, but I think Gary's got skin cancer, doesn't he? Or he got a mole?
He got it sorted out.
All good?
Yeah, I think he can go back in now.
Fucking hell, why wouldn't you? You got a skin cancer scare. Get that cut out. Go back into the fucking solarium. Real smart.
Oh, well, you know what? We will not speak of his name, but we've got a guy on the section. Zave, you know this guy. And I won't mention his name, but anyway, he's basically, the story is his grandmother died of melanoma. His mother has had melanoma removed, and he's 30 years old. He moved up to Queensland, has been using Milano tan for fucking like 2 years, laying out in the sun, not wearing sunblock, never been checked, went to the skin cancer specialist the other day. "Oh, you've got 52 skin cancers on your back."
52.
And they pretty much removed his trap the other day.
Oh. His trap.
Yeah, he had a fucking massive mole. Like, I don't know why you would not go and get them checked when they're so bad. But yeah, he eventually got them checked, you know.
If that was my family background, I'd move to fucking Antarctica and live in an igloo.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. It
surely he wouldn't have 52 cancerous.
He had 52 moles. He had 22 moles that had to be removed. So they removed them 4 at a time, and then they were put. You know how if you get a mole removed, you've had one removed, Jimmy. Like you kind of, they remove it, and then they report back in a couple of days saying if it's all good, if whether they need to take more out. Yeah, they needed to take more out, and they like fucking took out. Like the thing had grown all through his trap, so they dug out all that.
Fucking hell, man. Thank God I'm a wog.
Yeah.
Hell.
It's brutal. Anyway, back to the subject. I've defended your own.
But you know, wogs still get skin cancer.
Yeah, but a lot less likely.
Yeah, it's like a Sudanese dude getting skin cancer.
Yeah, you know what? In 1910,
bit of history.
1910, okay, one out of every 99 people would get skin cancer, okay?
Can you tell me right now where you got this information from?
Fucking juice things you drink every day.
Sounds like it came out of a juice bottle.
No, a little thing today. But then, okay, today now, 2013, two out of every three people will get some form of cancer in their life.
I blame it on the farmers.
I blame it on global warming.
Why are you you make me depressed?
Jesus, this is a very this is the most depressing we've been on the show.
Hey, let's cut a segment. We've got to all go watch some porn, get in a good mood.
Oh, but man, let's talk about prostitutes or something to cheer us up. Go to the next question. Fuck.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, next question. Chris Smith, he says, would Joey Bender have a threesome with Jimmy and some random chick in Vegas?
Fucking Jimmy's got a girlfriend, Chris. Why are you asking this shit?
You know what I want? Fuck, I don't even want Chris talking about Vegas. Fuck. Can't even be the most boring motherfucker in Vegas. Gonna go to a buffet. Then gonna go to the room.
And then church.
Gonna buffet. Then gonna the room.
Good. Well, you know what? I think I might try and seduce his other half.
Oh,
that's so
can I tell you right now? First of all, she would bash the living shit out of you.
I can imagine he'd be real fucking psycho, wouldn't he?
Second of all, I can't wait till he hears this fucking show because he's gonna get so pissed.
I love it. I can imagine him to be like the just follow, like just be fucking super protective of her.
Oh, he's very super protective of her, but he's not going to be as boring as you think, Jimmy.
No, I know he's not, but at least make out like he's going to have fun.
He just doesn't like to talk it up. He has a drink. He'll go to the strip clubs, he'll have a drink.
No, he just has to start talking it up. It's just all about hype.
Just as long as he's back to the hotel by 10 p.m. so he can have his sleep.
Hey, he's been to Vegas a couple of times, hasn't he?
Yeah, he
has. He goes a lot, yeah. They actually found out the other day that he went without Renee, so... Anyway, this isn't a story about Chris. Fuck. This isn't a show. He's going to get a big head because we're talking about him. What's the next question?
The next question.
Oh, wait. That was the question. You can't say Jimmy because Jimmy's got a girlfriend. So change Jimmy to...
Would you... No, let me ask him a question. He can answer it. Would you let Renee have a bender? No. Would you let Renee have a threesome with Bender and Gally?
Mate, that's the fucking terrible. I don't think anyone would wish that upon any girl.
Can I just ask something? This happened, and this, you know how we're doing the fucking make-believe friends on this? This actually did happen to a friend of mine. And this friend is a female friend. Her boyfriend found a video of her at her house sleeping with her ex. So she made a sex tape with... her ex-boyfriend, and kept it.
Oh.
What would you do in that situation?
I would fucking... Okay, let me tell you a story. Oh, no.
Did the guy watch it?
I assume so.
I'm gonna say I would walk out the door and never speak to her again. But I would definitely walk out the door and never speak to her again, but she'd have some injuries.
Oh, I would lose my shit. I would fucking explode. The fucking house would internally combust.
Yes, you'd burn that motherfucker down.
You know what Bender would remind me of? You'd like when the Tasmanian devil goes fucking psycho and does the spin around shit.
Fuck.
I'm just on Schmitty's, look, checking out some photos, and he's got fucking, there's some photos, he's got some very good hamstrings from side on, doesn't he?
No, they're just fat.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Next question.
Sweet, you can get away with that, having fat hamstrings.
Are you talking about Chris Schmidt or Luke Holiday Smith? Sorry, next question.
Okay, next question. This is from Adam Crowley. He asked a bit of a bodybuilding question, but then he cleaned it up and made it a bit more appropriate to the show. He said, okay, how much money would it take for Gretchy or Bender to give Jimmy a BJ? Name your lowest price, be honest.
Jimmy?
Yeah, me, yeah. Bitch.
I can imagine. So, Jimmy, are you like me? Does your dick replicate your build?
Big red knob.
Short and stocky?
No, I'm not short.
You're short.
You think I'm in denial?
It's a height thing again as well.
No, I'm talking about my cock.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm stoked about? I'm the tallest in our group, in our room.
Who gives a fuck?
So people automatically, they respect the taller person.
No, they. You're the skinniest in our group. We're going to a bodybuilding comp.
I'm the tallest, though. They'll fucking see my head
first. A high jump event?
Yeah, but, mate, you're wearing a fucking LA Clippers top with Bender written on the back of it to the Olympia.
Oh, I am.
Bender, the only reason why they're going to see your head first is because you look like an overgrown midget. Your head is fucking huge.
It is,
Dead
mate.
Set look like a tall midget.
Tall midget. Yeah, but Jimmy will be wearing a Bender LA Clippers top to the Olympia Expo.
Are you getting a custom-made one?
Yes, I am.
I love basketball jerseys. He said he'd give me a free one, put his name on it. I'm just going to say, what's the Bender thing? We're going to have a Bender afterwards, you know?
Yeah, that's a good excuse. I like it.
Bender.
Yeah.
100 grand, would you suck Jimmy's cock?
Yes.
Motherfucker, suck it for 10.
Mate, I'd let him come in my face.
I'm going to win 100 grand on the poker table and then come back to the room. Throw 100 grand at him. And
like it'll be money well spent just to tell the story.
Oh, it's fucking funny. But for 100 grand, mate, I would do it.
There's not much you wouldn't do for 100 grand, eh?
Nah, there's not much. I mean, I'd kill someone for 100 grand, I reckon.
I'd easily kill someone before having to suck Jimmy's cock.
Yeah. Do you think it's such a good idea, me moving to Sydney, with some of the influential money makers around there, just kind of throwing their money around? I'll do anything for a bit of coin.
Oh, we should take him out one night. Yeah. Just save up 10 grand, Jimmy, and we'll just take him out and just fucking get him to do whatever the fuck we want for the entire night. That'll be interesting.
For sure. Oi, how much would it cost you to suck on Dick Gretch?
Honestly, I don't think there's enough money in this world to get anywhere.
Gretch, no.
I can't, no.
Like, listen to this.
This isn't me being dishonest. This isn't me saying, like, trying to act all fucking anti-homosexual.
All right, what about if
it saved someone's life, yeah, but not for fucking money. I'd rather be poor than put my mouth around your...
What if Bender sucked me off and I just pulled out and jacked over your face?
Don't laugh. Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Yes!
For 100 grand?
But you've got to bet. But the conditions are...
My mouth hasn't been around his cock.
Jimmy, the conditions are you've got to, like, do the whole... and, like, just cop it all on the tongue and, like, be licking it around your mouth.
You got to cop, yeah, you gotta, and then whatever's not licked up, you got to let Bender lick off for you.
Fucking wrong. I reckon Gretch would do it for a meal.
What, suck his dick?
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Mate, imagine...
I'd suck Bender's dick, Xavier's dick, Gretch's dick, Galley's dick, Schmidt's dick. Fuck, throw dicks at me for $1 million.
Fucking dick marathon.
I'll be gay for a fucking year. And anyone can just come and run a train through me.
Gangbanged by a bunch of guys for $1 million.
For $1 million, do it.
Run a train through
me. Keep your $1 million. Oh, no. Yeah. I could not do it. What about you, Xavier? No one's asked you.
How much would it take me to...
Free. Something this guy?
To perform fellatio on his penis, Xavier?
It'd have to be something big. It'd have to be a mil.
Hey, Zave, would you fuck another girl for $1 million?
In front of Holly?
When she's asking not to do it.
Yeah, no. Holly goes, don't do that. Don't do that, Xavier. Nah, and Miranda Kerr goes, fuck me for $1 million. What would you do?
But you knew that you were going to get $1 million for it, but you couldn't tell Holly until after you fucked her.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, my God, mate. I didn't care if I'm in love with a girl. I'd be fucking doing that. I'd be out in love pretty quick when I was fucking banging every bird I wanted with my million. Happiness and love.
Oh, I can't wait to hang out with you in Vegas.
Oh, God. Anyway, boys, let's head to a break and we'll be back with our final segment. A few more listener questions and then we'll wrap up the show.
Thermalburn and Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts.
A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours. I'm joined by Joey Bender, Jimmy Sadek, and Mark Gretchy-Gretch. We're here. We've got one more listener question from co-host of Aussie Muscle Radio, Scott Goble. So we'll get through that, and then we'll move on and talk about a few other things and wrap up the show.
Fuck Scott Goble.
No, Scott Goble. Scott Goble.
Wait, I want to ask you a question first.
Okay, you want to ask me a question that Bender was asking me?
Yeah, who is the weirdest person you've ever wanked over?
Fuck, I love you, Gretchy.
And don't bullshit and try and say it was a situation.
Dave's trying everything to avoid it.
No, well, I can't actually fucking remember. Who thinks that, like, well, you probably do when you're younger. When you're younger, you're a bit, you don't care who it's over. But when you're older, it's a bit.
I don't care.
I'm a bit more.
Do it for me.
Tell the weirdest person I've ever wanked over.
Cartoon character.
Jessica Rabbit and Marge Simpson.
You posted that the other day.
I already told you Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson when she wears lingerie. Fucking
yes.
Fuck.
Yep.
I don't know why she turned me on one day, but fuck, she was doing it for me. Pulled over to... What about... Yeah. Xavier, she's the weirdest person.
Weirdest person? I can't fucking think of one. I can't think of a weird person.
Have you ever...
Don't jack off.
Have you ever, and answer me honestly, yes or no, don't fucking lie, all right? Swear you're going to tell me the truth right now.
No, we'll ask it first.
No, swear you're going to tell me the truth before I ask a question.
No, it's bullshit.
No, it's just a simple yes or no question.
No, just ask it and then I'll answer it how on it.
Is the truth in radio?
Motherfucker. All right. Have you ever thought of rubbing peanut butter on your nuts and getting your dog to lick it off?
No.
Hey, I used to date a girl that did that with her dog all the time.
What?
Put it on her pussy and got her to lick it off.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, that's... Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It didn't bother me.
No, I bet it didn't. All right. Go ask Scotty Goble's question.
Okay, Scotty Goble asks, he says, apparently rehab is notorious by those who are known to be full of douchebags and Jersey Shore wannabes, with pool parties like Wet Republic appealing to higher class individuals. Will Mick Galley fit right in at this rehab?
Yeah, Mick Galley is 100% Jersey Shore.
What the fuck am I then?
Nah, you're not Jersey Shore like Mick Galley.
Nah.
I don't imagine you to be Jersey Shore like Mick Galley anyway.
Nah, I'm more,
Why is Galley Jersey Shore?
Because it's so fucking gym tan laundry. He is. He keeps his hair immaculate. He would spend 3 hours in the mirror getting ready before going out.
He's got a better personality, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't call Mick Galley a douchebag, never. But, He is typical Jersey Shore gym tan laundry.
I think a lot of Gold Coast boys had that persona about them, though. Would you agree?
The old what?
I think a lot of the Gold Coast boys have that persona about them.
Especially the tan part.
Yeah, but a lot of them are just very, very much, fucking... I mean, you got Galley as a... Fucking, I don't know, Luke. They're just all, you know, they look at us themselves a lot.
Yeah. Hair is immaculate all the time.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck do these cunts do for work?
Yeah.
It takes up too much time looking after yourself.
I'm hairy as fuck at the moment. My back
My back is putrid. My traps has just got fucking random shitty hair all over them.
Yeah. I shaved down today. I have no hair nowhere.
Nowhere?
Nowhere. Oh, no, I'm not. I don't use a razor blade for that, but...
Have you ever?
No, if I have to go clean shaven there, I'll use a cream.
Dude. Yeah, I creamed my balls the other day.
Fuck that.
What?
I got fucking third-degree burns on my back from fucking that cream.
No, wax your back.
It was blistering. No, I used to get a laser, but it was blistering anyway. I couldn't imagine that happening on my nuts.
Yeah, I overcooked it on my nuts once.
Doesn't even burn them, but
fuck that.
No, nah, I overcooked them. I overcooked them once. It was bad.
Overcook your nuts, huh?
Yeah, I put cream on it, and I was on the phone because this is actually when I first started talking to Holly, and she was over in Perth, and I was down in Tassie, and I was talking to her on the phone, and I was hair removing cream on my nuts while I was doing it. I don't know if I was telling her or not, but
it's weird, man.
I was like, yeah, I've got to get going, and then she kept talking, and I think it was like, you know, recommended minimum five, maximum 10 minutes. I think it was like 15, and yeah, I was in pain for days. Not good.
Hey, what's your fantasy in terms of, like, with Holly, being in a relationship, what is a major fantasy you have in a sexual way? Like, when you have scenarios played out and whatnot, like, what's your major thing?
Oh, I've got a lot of little different ones.
Well, just give us one.
Well, the one I'm hanging out for at the moment is that one, a stupid one I was telling you about, but isn't anything special. It's just the one with the red lipstick and the red, like, little crop top thing and the blowjob and stuff. Yeah, it's boring, but, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It happened in my dream, and I was like, yeah, that was good. And then,
You're easy to please, dude.
No, Holly and I, she's asked me not to disclose some of the stuff that I maybe disclosed in the past on the show, and no, I respect that.
So. I don't, man. I don't give a fuck what the girls tell me not to say.
Clearly.
I don't understand. You haven't really disclosed anything that bad.
Except
for your fucking weekly shopping trips to the sex shop.
No, he told us that he licked her ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right, though.
He's
being very quiet right now.
He said that, I don't know, she told us that he gets a little bit rough and he throws his glasses.
And growls, grrr.
Grrr.
I didn't remember that's a lie. That's
give it to me, grrr. Throw my glasses, grrr.
Slap me. Do you get her to slap you?
No.
Should.
The other way around, though.
I like to choke. I like to choke. I'm a strangler.
It's the best when they're not asking for it.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to make you let go, hitting your arm.
Yeah. And then they keep saying, no, no, stop, stop, but you don't.
And you're like, stay
and you
there.
Don't even know this person, you never met them before.
Yeah. And they're like choking and just strangling and about to die.
Oh, they're unconscious and you just keep fucking them.
And they die and you have to bring them back to life. Otherwise it looks like you raped them.
And like, as soon as they're like, finally, as soon as they're resuscitated, you just put your cock in their mouth and blow.
Yeah, but what's funny, Gretchen's actually done this. He's fucked a bird. She was knocked out. He fucked her while she was knocked out.
That was your first time, Gretchen.
Yeah, but I didn't know she was knocked out.
Yeah, but she still did it.
Yeah, but I didn't fucking knock her out. It's not like I punched her in the back of the head.
I don't know.
You know what? I actually got fucked the first time the other night.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, got a girl fucked you.
Yeah.
Who was the girl?
It was a girl, but the thing is, I always do the fucking, you know, I always control it. And the girl, she fucked me.
She would have been older than you, eh?
No. It's a girl I've been with, obviously. But, yeah, she just decided to fuck me, and I was like, fuck.
And you're saying that's the first time that's ever happened?
Yeah, I don't let it happen, man. I feel like a little bitch.
Fuck? Why?
I don't know. I just got to control. I've got this massive... thing of being in control.
Good as being fucked.
Mm.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. Just sit back and relax.
Then I don't know how you do it. Off-season, I don't know how you do it.
Man, I don't know. Oh, fucking hell, it shits me off. Sometimes I'd rather not have sex because you sweat your fucking ass off. Then you get in bed, your hair's all wet. And you're cold because you live in Tassie. Then you get back into bed, and your side of the bed is just soaked in fucking cold sweat. It's just pure.
Yeah. I always. Do you ever get up and, like, it depends what colour sheets you have, but you see a big ass print there for you sweat all around it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, got you under
your nose. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man.
It's horrible, isn't it? You fucking feel like a fat slob.
I love it, mate. I love it because they just rub this. They're like, fucking yes. Just sweat on me and just rubbing it all over their body. You're like, that fucking sweat, do you?
Hey, Bender, besides the gym, where's the weirdest place you've ever pulled off?
Well, I've already said that on the plane to LA.
Oh, that was the weirdest place. Yeah, we've already brought
up. In the seat, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I was excited because the air hostess was walking towards me, you know. You get in that moment, it's like, oh, she's coming, she's coming, she's coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, she's coming, I'm coming. and you know what? I've got a fucking funny story.
I love it when you're the next thing you're going to say starts off with that sentence.
I've got these mates, okay? And they're purely 100% not bodybuilding. They wouldn't know what the fuck is with bodybuilding. They just, you know, they're just good blokes. They're into their cars, and I grew up with them. You know those sort of friends that just, you always got those friends that have nothing to do with the industry, and yeah, it's always great to go and hang out with them.
Yeah, yeah.
We spoke
about this a while back too, yeah.
That's right. We all went over to Melbourne. This is about probably, I don't know, wasn't that long ago. It was like mid-year. We went over to watch the footy. We just went over for a night to watch the football. And it was three of us, and we're sitting there in the plane, three in a row. And it was me, Adam, and Johnny. And Adam's a Lebo. Johnny's Greek. And Johnny was like, told me, you know how the air hostess comes and, like, they check you, they look at your belt? They go to check your belt. And Johnny said to me, he's sitting in the middle, and he's got, hey, Joey, I dare you to flop your cock out when she walks past and asks to see your belt. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking funny and whatnot. Anyway, we're just sitting there. This is like 20, and then 20 minutes later, we're all sitting there, and Johnny's holding his jumper over his seatbelt. And me and Adam are sitting there, and Johnny's in the middle, and the air hostess comes past, and they're like, oh, can you show us your seatbelt, blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, oh, can you just lift off your jumper? And Johnny sit there, no word of a lie, dick flopped out, hanging out of his fucking flight. And I'm shocked. And he's just fucking laughing his head off, looking at this air hostess with his dick flopped out. It was the funniest thing ever.
What did she do?
She was like, and just kept walking. But, mate, he could have been done for fucking indecent exposure, sexual assault.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck. But it was so funny. So, so funny. He just looked at it going, ha, 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 ha. With his dick hanging out of your fly. Fuck, it was funny.
You're going to love that, Ben, though.
Mate, I was in tears.
That's funny.
But yeah,
so she just literally walked off.
Yeah, she just like just didn't know what to do, man. She was like just young, first year kind of air hostess, poor girl, scarred for life, big wog dick.
She said that like a wog.
Big wog dick. What is it with wogs having big dicks, mate? Us Aussies get stuck with these little fucking shrimps.
He's having a small dick.
Speak for yourself, Bender.
He's having a small dick week. Next week you have the biggest cock in fucking humanity.
Nah, it's fucking tiny and it's shitting off.
How tiny are we talking?
Well, I'm like, we'll easily slip in an ass and girl won't notice. No, it's not that bad. Once I made a girl orgasm, so it can't be that bad.
It's a win.
It was a one-off. It was amazing.
Fucking hell. I thought you would have been a dynamite Rudy if you were talking up getting all sweaty in that before. That's just so you can blow your load and that's it.
I fucking clothes off.
I take the piss out of myself a lot. It's I really like, it's not a really small dick. It's not a really big dick. It's just normal. But because it's normal, I just pretend I got a real small dick.
Because it's not a big dick.
Yeah. So if I say to girls, oh, fuck, I've got a small dick, I've got a small dick, I've got a small dick, and then they say, like, oh, it's not actually that small. You know what I mean? You're not going to walk and go, I've got a massive dick, I've got a massive dick, and then they're like, fuck, that's not big at all.
So that's actually part of your pickup line.
My plan, yeah.
Yeah, tell them that you've got a small dick.
Gets them every time.
It's fat.
Hey, how's the weirdest way you've picked up a bird before?
Me?
No, Xavier.
Me, the weirdest way?
Yeah, just a strange way. Well, how would you go about it?
I used to go for a lot of Asian girls, and they'd buy them T-shirts.
Oh, that did happen once, yeah. I went to town once, and nothing happened. Like, I went out to town, and then, like, I was very drunk, and then, you know, you dance and stuff like that, and then the next weekend, I just got a T-shirt, and I was like, all right. She had, like, I hadn't talked to her or anything. She's like, here's a T-shirt for you I bought. I was like, oh, fuck, thanks.
When did you see her again?
The next weekend in town. She didn't, like there was no arrangement or anything like that. It just happened. I was like, fuck, all right. Just had it in a handbag. I was like, okay.
Do you reckon she's just taking the piss?
Nah. No, it had the tags on it. It's brand new.
Did you pick her up the week before?
No.
You did nothing with her the week before?
Oh, you know, like dancing, all that bullshit.
You
no.
Give the details. Did you even fucking kiss her?
Yeah, but no going home or anything.
Why do you get embarrassed about saying that? Say you passed the fucking bitch.
So aggressive. No, but yeah, I thought it's strange.
Is that what you said?
Hey, Gretchy.
Yo.
Are you a skull fucker? Yeah. Well, I thought so. I am too.
Yes, yes. Good topic. All right. Do you, Gretchy, do you have a what grinds Gretchy's gears?
You grind my gears. No, I don't know this week. What about, I don't know. Fuck. So many things have pissed me off this week.
I've had one of those fucking weeks too, eh? You don't even look at the person, you look at the what's pissing you off about the person.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what grinds my gears. Did you see the other night how I wrote a fucking status and it got like 170 something likes about chick buys clothes at Lorna Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking good status. Got shitloads of likes. So it was basically, I can't remember exactly what I wrote, but it was something along the lines of, bought clothes from Lorna Jane, check. Joined up a gym, check. Downloaded my favourite motivational songs to my iPod, check. Took a selfie at the gym while listening to my motivational songs on my iPod, check. Called myself a, what did I say? A fitness fucking model. Anyway, some guy copied and pasted that status. Didn't share my status, copied and pasted it.
What?
Copied and fucking pasted it. You know how pissed off I was? And he got like 4 likes, so eat my fucking cock. But I private messaged him. I said, dude, get your own fucking material. And he goes, sorry. And I said, don't sorry me, take it down. He goes, okay, and he took it down.
Good.
How bad did you feel after that?
No, not at all. I was still bad. Angry about it. But it happened again tonight.
The same dude?
No, someone else. Or could be the same dude. Who knows? This is on Instagram. On Instagram, you can't save people's photos, so you have to screenshot it.
Yes.
And then frame it back into Instagram. Someone did that with one of my pictures.
I don't mind it with pictures.
What?
I don't care if someone does it with my picture. Just the status is fucking brutal.
You're talking about the money joker one?
No, not that one. Why, you're about to do it?
No, I'm just trying to find the fucking photo.
Oh, it's the Arnie one. The Arnie one with the chick with the tits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was obviously screenshotted, and then he took the... Yeah, I just hate it. Think of your own shit.
Like, where did you get the picture from?
I borrowed it. But listen. Well, I was the first person to put it on Instagram. I didn't steal it from anyone else.
You fucking...
Wait, scratch. I'm going through your photos now. You know the one of the Joker sitting on a chair listening to an iPod?
Yeah.
Do you not look at that and go, that's fucking Bender waiting for his psychologist?
Yeah, good point, actually. Thinking about what he's going to set on fire. Have you ever set a fire to a human, Bender?
Nah, man.
Have you ever thought about it?
Yep.
What the fuck are you eating?
Psyllium husk.
You don't eat that?
Mm.
You don't eat fire, you put it in water.
Nah, man, I don't mind the taste of it.
What the fuck?
Mm.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
You need to have a serious chat.
You can hear it in your mouth still.
Yeah, it's stuck all around it.
So are there plans of you moving to Sydney, Bender?
It's either Sydney or the Goldie, but pretty much wherever I can make the most money.
I reckon you'd fit in more at the Goldie.
Yeah, probably.
But you'll get broke in 2 weeks.
No, the good thing about the Goldie is that it's cheaper to live. And I don't know, it's just cheaper to live, and I can probably just move in with Mick or something, get a place, you know?
Yeah. Or Mick will move in with you.
It's just I've got a lot more options up there. Like my mate Fabes lives up there. I've got a few. Like it's just so much cheaper. Sydney's the most expensive city in the world to live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just more expensive than New York.
I don't know.
It is.
I don't know.
It fucking is, though. It's a fact. Sydney is the most expensive city in the world.
Yeah. Maybe the dollar's way down now.
Nah, I'm going to fucking prove you wrong, mate.
And I'm just being with the dollar. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying
dollar
yeah.
went up today. Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's back up over 90.
Oh, good.
Hey, you know what? Tell me, do you think this fucking Nutella craze is going to ever end?
No.
Because it's fucking stupid, one. Two, it's fucking stupid. Because fuck Nutella. It doesn't even taste that good.
Hey.
Oh, it does taste good.
Mate, how much do you guys pay for a kilo of chicken? Or like, say, some lean minced beef at the supermarket. How much do you pay for 500 gram packets?
Kangaroo, $7. Boom.
Fucking even cheaper.
Yeah, but it's from Penrith. They have to do it with coupons.
No, because we kill the kangaroos here.
True.
But what's like the price of...
Chicken. Chicken's about $9 a kilo.
Yeah, you're lucky you can get it for $7.50.
Say
yeah.
If you go out to... see, I'll pay $5 a kilo for my chicken down here.
Are they real chickens?
Yeah, it's free range.
What?
Fresco's. Do you... Say if you go out to dinner, see, like... You go out to dinner, how much does it normally cost you?
About $100 for two. $120, $100?
Yeah, $130, easy.
Yeah.
Fuck, for two?
Yeah.
Mate, 80.
75% 80, me, 25% missus.
$80 down here.
Yeah, depends where you go, man. You can't say that. Like, when I want to die, Emma, we get a Hungry Jack's. So what, you spend about $60?
A Hungry Jack's?
No, I'm joking. Depends where you go, man. Fuck, we went out to a restaurant once and it ended up costing us $800.
Oh,
fuck. It's brutal.
Four of us.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's all right. $200 each. It's fine.
Yeah, but the other people were shouting me.
Oh, that's not too good.
They were too
happy. I'll tell you that when I went out fucking on a date, when I had to fucking pay for every cunt at the table on a date.
Do you know the best place to take a girl on the first date?
Where?
Time zone.
No.
Actually, Tom's that's a good idea.
No, that could be
it is good.
But after to sit down and eat sushi, because she's too afraid to eat in front of you, $4 for her dinner. You can spend six. How good's that?
You're looking at it from like a strategic, like financial point.
Well, fuck, the bitch isn't going to eat anyway. But she'll order a $35 quart a meal and pick at the beans because she doesn't want to eat in front of you because she's still too nervous.
Best thing for a first date about sushi is none of this small talk while waiting for your meal.
Yeah, the sushi train just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, so you basically sit there. That's what Emma said to me actually the other week. This is your perfect date because I hate talking while I eat. She wants to make conversation, but when food's there, all I care about is food.
Yeah,
it's just silence.
Yeah, same. It's really weird, mate. It's just awkward for the girl.
I've got to still take you to this Japanese restaurant. Seriously.
Yeah, fucking oath.
I'll fly you in, Joey, just to take you to this place. It's amazing.
I want us to have a night out before we go to Vegas.
That's 6 weeks away.
Yeah. I reckon either we got to meet up at the Gold Coast or here or whatever.
We should surprise Mick on the Gari.
He's listening to this.
I know.
Well, he's listening to it right now.
Not right now, but...
When he listens to it tomorrow.
Oh, well, he said he's listening to this.
I said he'll be listening to this.
I don't know. I thought maybe he's with you or something. I don't fucking know. You two are that close now.
No, I actually haven't spoken to him.
Yeah, Dave. What's going on with that?
Well, Mick's doing stuff for RX.
You still with my bestie.
Speaking your nicknames and shit.
I don't even have a fucking call from him anymore. He doesn't even write back to my text messages.
No, you haven't texted me.
It took me a day to fucking text back, Mick, and it was a fucking one-worded answer. Ooh. I was starting a conversation with the rude prick.
Oh,
because he's sucking your balls now, Xavier.
He's sucking my balls.
I sent him the same message twice today. Because he didn't write back.
No, I haven't even spoken to him today.
He doesn't... Oh, mate, I reckon he's probably got 5 missed calls from me on his phone. He hasn't even fucking replied to one.
Yeah, but then he put his fucking status update up. Doesn't that piss you off?
Yeah. Or an Instagram photo.
I hate it when anyone does that.
Some
my call and don't reply to a text, and they hit up Facebook, that shits me. Bad.
I think I've done that to you.
Oh, but you slide. I know you're genuinely busy.
Yeah, mad.
You know, we're all busy, though. Jimmy, you know I'm busy as well.
I don't look, honest to God, I'm not busy. I don't think my phone leaves my hand from 9 o'clock till 3. I'm not busy. And that's why it annoys me, because I'll write back into a text within 5 seconds.
You are very good with a texting, Jerry.
Yes, you are. The best with the text.
Because I can't drive without being on my phone. I can't work without being on my phone. I can't sit down waiting for the next set at the gym without doing something on my phone.
Yeah, I'm the same. Do you feel kind of addicted?
Yeah, fucking oath I'm addicted.
Because I can't even stop at traffic lights without instantly pulling out my phone.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what's even funnier. The fucking guys on Facebook that go, lock my phone in the bag or don't take my phone to the gym, fucking hardcore. You fucking idiot. How the fuck did you get through a workout without being on your phone?
Yeah,
I always turn my phone off. It distracts me.
What? No, it doesn't distract me. It doesn't
make
distract
me. Go better. I'm like, fucking, I do a good set. I can tell everyone about it. Or if you walk past the mirror in some good light and you actually and you look like good, take a photo real quick.
Mate, people who go and turn their phones off when they're doing a workout are just fuckheads. Jay Cutler walks around texting on his phone in the middle of a workout.
Yeah. Jay Cutler's been his fifth Olympian, just quietly.
Yeah, he'll win. I always flight mode my phone. I don't like the distractions of people messaging me or calling me. Like halfway through a set and I hear a phone call in my ear. It's like, fuck. It distracts me.
Should be angry and you do more reps.
Nah, I just get distracted. I like to listen like heavy music on hard sets, but not if it's like, you know, I'm warming up or something, because I get distracted.
What do you listen to when you work out?
It's like, it depends if I'm squatting or something. I'll listen to like Slipknot and Dead Letter Circus and stuff like that, but...
Trivium.
What?
Trivium.
What? I didn't even hear what he said.
I'm Xavier and I like emo music.
Emo music? No, it's good music. Anyway.
Jimmy, what do we listen to?
Anything fucking gangster. I like to download the albums and just listen to them. But if I'm in just a whatever mood, I'll put 50 Cent on because it's mad background music.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys, I think we've probably wrapped up. I think we've done a good show. I think people
just cut us off halfway through a fucking conversation. No worries.
Well, oh, you finished talking, I thought.
No,
we've Do you want to talk about music a bit more?
We don't even know what Gretchen listens to.
What are you listening to?
I don't listen to any music while I train except for when I'm squatting 5 plates aside. And I have to put on Mudvayne Dig, and that's it.
How many reps do you do on 5 plates aside?
Today I did 2, but my adductors were a bit tight, so I was a little bit worried.
You always get tight adductors, don't
we
you?
We could train legs together, Gretchen.
Yeah.
I'm pretty strong with my leg workouts.
How much do you squat?
220 for about 6 reps.
How many plates is that aside?
At 95, that's 5 plates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at 95.
Yeah, Bender's strong. Bender's got big legs.
But good squats, son?
Very, very, yeah, after grass. I at 82 kilos, I did a powerlifting comp, capo, fucking in 2011 when I was like 19. I did raw at 82 kilos. I did a 200 kilogram squat, 220 kilogram squat, one rep, 200 dead, and I fucking got a shit bench. I got like 80 on the fucking bench, but I can't bench for shit.
I've got a contest prep client who I've been prepping for a while now, 68 kilos. He competes at under 65s.
Yeah.
Squats 5 plates aside, benches 5 plates aside.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable. It's biomechanics of the body, though. I've got really short legs.
He's got really short limbs. He's naturals guy.
Yeah.
Really, really short limbs, but fuck, he's strong.
Yeah.
But anyway. We can end the show on that if you want.
Yeah, let's wrap up the show.
Yeah.
All right, I just want to let everyone know out there, we've had a bit of trouble with our iTunes podcast with people trying to download it on their phones or Apple devices, I think it is. That's kind of been... Okay. That's been fixed at the moment. So we've recently submitted that, and hopefully it's working in the next 2 days. People need to know, Gretchen. People need to know.
just making weird noises. I just wanted to be annoying.
Yeah, it was very annoying, very annoying.
All right, I'm going to bed. See you later.
So we're going to resubmit that, and that should all be working. I want to thank Muscle Nutrition for sponsoring the show. They've been a great sponsor. Matt and Monica Curry there helping us out. So that's it for another episode of Aussie After Hours. From Mark Gretchy Gretch, Jimmy Sadek and Joey Bender and myself, Xavier Wills. We are out.